my first question is about the sixth key. I just want to break it down more, you know, by sentence. I'm going to start with the first part. It says, the spirits of your fourth angle are nine. My first question is, who are the spirits of the fourth angle?
Okay, you got to go at it from a different level, a little bit. Paint it up just a little bit. So start back.
Okay. Start back. What's your fourth level? Who are the spirits of my fourth angle?
Same. You can't get there from there. You can't. The reason you can't get there from there is because when you answer it that way and they're acknowledged, then they're going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to shift.
So how should I ask you the question?
Well, I don't know that you need to know the answer to the question because it doesn't give you power over them and it actually makes you more vulnerable. So you're not going to get the answer to that question because we don't want them exposed to what they're doing, to what's happening to you. We're not going to put up with that.
Okay. All right. All right. My next question.
We're not through with that. This is exactly why we said we're just going to jump right in real quick because we're not going to expose you. You're too valuable. Not going to do it.
Okay. So should I not ask the rest of my questions because they're all about the sixth key?
No. No, you can. You can. You can. And we're going to answer them and we're going to help you. We're going to, but we're going to be very careful to make sure you got a good disclosure so that you go, oh, shit, I had no idea. Oh, shit, there's a wreck on I-10. Don't get on the 10. That's what we're saying. Okay, true that. You're fine. You can ask questions about the interstate, the flowers on the road, everything else about it, but don't get on the 10 right now. You see, like that? So now, do your second question.
Okay. Is the fourth angle in relation to an OA movement?
Yes.
Okay. In the video that I've been watching of the OA movements, is that movement of the fourth angle in that video?
Of course. And they just don't do the best job at laying it out, mm-hmm. but it's pretty good. It's fine.
Can you tell me the minutes? The second minutes and second that is in the video so I can look at it. Can you give me the minutes
no,
and the second?
No, don't do it that way. Don't do no. Okay. You're not gonna you need to learn the movements. All the movements and you need to get them all better than you're doing right now. So to isolate it from this exact thing or that exact thing, the third movement. Ask Bert. You talk to Bert. You fuck with him, don't you?
Yeah, we talk we could talk more, but we talk.
He masters this. He has forgotten more about it than most people know. He can tell you precisely the third movement, where it is exactly.
Okay. All right.
Because it's not just knowing where it is, it's you getting proficient at it.
Okay. Okay, I'm just going to jump to the next sentence. It says, mighty in the firmament of waters. My first question is the firmament now obsolete with the new society?
Mm. You always have the best questions, and it's so iffy because we have to be so careful because you're like the gray. Look at your question. Ask that question again and think. Let's think about this just a second. Ask the question just like you did just now.
Is the firmament obsolete?
We would say yes, certainly. But as sure as we say that, that's where your sustenance is coming from. So now your sustenance, the thing that sustains you, is obsolete? No. But the chip body is making it practically impossible for you to even reach the ground anymore. Do you see the twist there?
No. Can you further explain that? I'm almost there, but I'm not.
The
I'm not
100%. Chip, the tech body is separating you. The tech body is separating you from your power, or trying to.
Okay.
So the tech body is trying to interfere at all levels. So the tank body's trying to say you don't have any power and you can't do this and you're not going to do that and your email didn't go through and they're not going to answer your call and they're not going to call you back and they're not going to engage because it's almost like you didn't send it. Well, you did send it, but those are the shifting parts that the tank body's using that the angels and spirits and everything else starts taking advantage of to push the envelope for guarding.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're saying but then you ask the right question, but you don't want the real answer to them today.
Okay. You're saying why don't I want the real answer to them?
Because you don't want to deal with that right this second. There's other things you need to deal with first.
Okay, I'm gonna go to my next question then. Why was the firmament created?
So you would have a place to dance.
Got it. Okay. Is ascension breaking us through the firmament? As we continue to ascend, will we go through the firmament?
Yes.
Okay.
And the fullness and the fulfillment thereof.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go to the next sentence. Says, whom the first was planted a torment to the wicked and a garland to the righteous. Who was the first?
Adam.
Okay. Why did he plant why did he plant torment on the wicked and crowns on the righteous? Like, how does he know who's wicked or who's righteous? Like,
you gotta look at the definitions of what the righteous is.
Okay.
That means right with God in their place of power.
Oh, okay.
See,
and so
that's righteous.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then the torment, could we relate the torment to little men?
Yes, but it's hard to tell that if you're not completely ascended, that could also be you.
Mm.
So if that's the case, yes, that's exactly right. See the rub? You see how waspish it is, Jack? Get you into the thing, get you into the right conversation, get you the answers, and say, oh, yeah, that doesn't include you. That's not what you're trying to do. Because then it would be like I threw you to the dogs, and I'm not going to do we're not going to do that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. Okay, so the next line, giving unto them fiery darts to winnow the earth. So I imagine a fiery dart is, you know, like a almost like how we play, how you throw darts, but it's not, of course, it's not that dart with fire on it. And it says to winnow the earth. So when I looked up in the dictionary what winnow means, it said to blow a current of air through. Are these darts used to go through the firmament?
Yeah.
Why do we need the darts to go through the firmament? Does it open it up for us to ascend there faster?
No, but it challenges so that the connect path that you have access to can be obsolete and retrieved.
Can you explain what you mean by the last sentence you said?
Okay. We got to destroy the firmament so we can bring it back so you have a place to live.
Got it. All right. Understand that. The next line says, 7,699 continual workmen whose courses visit the comfort of the earth. Is the 7,699 referring to number of men like humans or angels?
Men.
Why the number 7,699?
That's how many there are.
Where did these men come from?
God.
Why did God create these men to comfort the earth?
Because it settles the battle and the war in heaven from Adam. Remember?
Are the men gods?
Not yet. They're hoping to be.
Okay. So these men, these workmen whose courses visit with Comfort, did they come from above the firmament down to earth?
No. They came up to the firmament.
So are these men ascending with me?
Most of them, yeah.
Okay. So in the line it says, continual workmen whose courses visit with comfort the earth. What does the word courses refer to?
Directions, path, demeanor.
Okay. Are they here to comfort us as guides, like to work for us?
No.
So what are they here for?
To ascend.
Okay. All right. The next line says, and are in government and continuance as the second and the third. What government is being referred to in this line?
The dragon.
What is the dragon government?
United States of America.
Okay. With the continuance as a second and third, is this referring to us as gods as number one, and they're operating for us, basically breaking down? We are in power, like second, third, fourth, like the.
Yes. We hate that analogy because you don't know who's second. When it's second and third, you know, mm-hmm. Here comes pride on the back stretch, heartache pulling to the inside. You can't ever keep up with the gauge. The right order is appropriate, but it never holds in that order. You see, it's always up and down like a window shade.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Did you raise the blind? No, because it's already raised. Okay, did you lower the blind? No, because it's already lowered. You see?
Yes.
The answer is yes, I lowered the blind. But no, the answer is no, I didn't lower the blind because it's already lowered. See how that goes up and down? You go, oh, so it's all perspective of where you are. Yes. Now, if you asked your questions from a perspective, then yes, you'd see that it would go 4-2 or 4-1-2-3 in order. But that mixes, you can't bank on that, you see. You can say that, you can know that, but you can't bank on it. Because the way you are shifting stuff now, you can change it in a second.
Okay, I understand that. The next line says,
That's not double talk. That's not double talk. What it is trying to say, these are the potentials that you're going to have to consider that will affect these answers, because we don't want you to come back and say, you said so and so and so and so. Yes, we said there was a caveat. You got to watch what you're doing. But that's the rub.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that. The next line says, wherefore hearken unto my voice. And I understand that to basically say, listen to his voice. Whose voice are we listening to?
God.
Okay. The next line says, I have talked of you and I move you in power and presence. Is that?
I've given you the keys. I've given you the heirs. I'm giving you the chance to ascend. You have every tool made available to you. Now ascend. Come into your power and we'll play.
And by ascending, does the OA movement, let me rewind it. When I understand the OA movement, is that the last part of my ascension process?
No, that's the last part of your dimension traveling, knowing how to get back. And you don't understand them, you just do them.
Got it. Yeah, I bumped my head. I understand it.
Yep. So know it, and that's how you get back home. Because that's very important. We want you home.
Okay. Okay, the next line. Whose work shall be sung of honor? Whose work shall be sung of honor? Can you explain that line?
Say it again.
When it says whose work shall be a song of honor, is it referring to God's work or my work and my meat sack body? What is that referring to?
Yes, both. Let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
Okay.
So both.
Okay. I understand. I mean, understood.
You're doing good. That's good. Okay. That's good. That's good. We ain't tripping. We ain't tripping. You're fine.
All right. The next line says, "And the praise of your God and your creation." Is this referring to me being God and my higher self or non-physical praising my meat sack God body?
No, it's knowing what to eat and how to eat and how to do it appropriately.
Knowing what to eat?
Yeah, the dimensions. How to live, what to do.
Okay.
What's up?
Okay.
Kind of thing. Direction, you see.